Okay, today we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we're up to Mishnah Vav. So we're going to learn Mishnayos Vav and Aleph of Parak Gimel. So we're going to finish Parak Beis and begin Be'ezras Hashem Parak Gimel. So again, we're talking about being mafresh from one item onto another, and specifically how you're supposed to be mafresh from the very best, from the chelev, from the choicest of what's available. So the term Zeis Hashem and Al Zeis Kevesh, you could be Toreim, you could be mafresh for Truma, olives that are going to be used for making oil to cover those olives that are going to be used just for pickling, because olives that are used for making oil are always the higher quality olives, but not the reverse. The yayin she'inu mavushal al ha-mavushal, non-mavushal wine could be used as truma for mavushal wine, for cooked wine. Right, this is part of the concept that mavushal wine is considered to be a lower quality wine. Yayin she'inu mavushal is a higher quality wine. Right, yayin mavushal is not nisnasech. You're not allowed to pour in the mizbech. Yayin mevushal, we don't have a problem of stam yenum when it comes to yayin mevushal, because we assume that the nachrim would never use it for avodah zarah because of its lower quality. So we always assume that the cooked wine is a lower quality than the non-cooked wine. So you're not allowed to be mafresh from one min on another min. So how do you know when two things are considered the same min and two things are considered not the same min? So the Mishnah makes a rule. Zaklal kol shu klayim b'chavero. Look at the dinim of klayim. Anytime two species are considered to be klayim with each other, lo yitro mizeh al zeh, then you're not allowed to be mafresh from one on the other, because if there are different species with regards to the halachas of klayim, then there are different species with regard to the halachas of truma as well. Av afilu min hayaf al ra, even if you're being mafresh from a better type of produce over a worse type of produce, meaning you can have apples and oranges and you think oranges are way more delicious and way better than apples, you still can't be mafresh your oranges to cover your apples. But if two things are not klayim with each other, then you can be mafresh truma from the better one on the worse one, but not from the worse one on the better one. V'im tara min ara ala yafa, truma so truma. But if you are torim from the lesser quality one to the higher quality one, it does work. It does count as truma. Chutz min azunin ala chitim. Except for zunin, which is a very low quality type of wheat, they would use it as to feed birds, to cover truma for wheat. Shein an ochel, because zunin is not, it's not valid truma, because it's not even food. It's not human food, it's a bird food. So therefore, you can never count that as proper truma. When it comes to regular cucumbers and Kirby cucumbers, they're considered to be the same min. Rabbi Yehuda omer shnei minin, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that they're considered to be two separate minin. Okay, now we move on to Perek Gimel of Maseches Trumos. So the Mishnah is going to talk about cases where if you have something designated as truma, and then you realize that it was spoiled, or that it was rotten, that something was wrong with it. So, Torim Kishus Venimtses Mara. So, let's say you separated a cucumber as Truma, and then you realize that it's a bitter cucumber. You ever have that? You're eating a salad or something, and you bite into a cucumber, and you realize that the cucumber is bitter. You can't tell just by looking at it. So, Avatiach Venimtses Seruach, or you separated a melon for Truma, and to cover other melons, and the melon that you separated for Truma is a spoiled melon. So, Truma V'yachsu V'yitrom. It does count as Truma, but you're going to have to take Truma again. But Tanur points out B'shogeg Ayri, that we're talking about that you did this B'shogeg, and still you're going to have to be because it's karov lemezid. Because even though you did it b'shogeg, and normally we wouldn't make a knas on someone who does something b'shogeg, this is a shogeg that's karov lemezid. Why is it karov lemezid? Says the Bartanur, mishum dehavale lemitame. Because you should have tasted it. Why were you mafresh without tasting it? Now the Tos Yontif points out that is pretty harsh. Meaning, what do you mean you should have tasted it? You're not allowed to eat tevel until you mafresh a truma. You're not allowed to taste it. So the Tos Yontif says, no. Let's imagine that you have a whole silo, or a whole storage house full of this of these cucumbers. So instead of being mafresh, you know, let's say you have tons and tons, you have 100 tons of cucumbers. So instead of being mafresh 2 tons of cucumbers and then discovering that they're all rotten, maybe be mafresh, take a little box and be mafresh a tiny bit on the whatever's in that box and taste it, and then you'll see if the stuff that you have is good, and then you'll be able to be mafresh for the larger amounts. So it is somewhat mazed that you didn't test it first by tasting it. That's how the Bartanura understands. Now, The Mishnah tells us, let's say you were toreim a barrel of wine, and then it turns out that the whole thing had soured, and it all turned into vinegar. So if you knew that, if you're able to tell that it was vinegar before you were mafreshit as truma, ain't a truma, then it's not a good truma, because it's a totally different type of min, meaning we assume that chometz and yayin are not even the same thing, so it wouldn't even count as truma. But if you know that it only turned into vinegar after you were mafreshit as truma, harezu truma, then it is a valid truma, because at the time of the hafrasha, it was the same min. Im safek, but if you're mesubak, whether it soured and turned to vinegar before or after your mafresh, then truma, it counts as truma and it has to be treated with all the halachas and restrictions of truma, but v'yachso v'yachum, but you're going to have to take truma again, because it may not have counted, it may have been vinegar at the time, meaning this is the concept of safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So since it's possible that it was valid truma, so you have to count it as truma, but it's also possible that it wasn't, so you have to count the second one as truma as well. So the Mishnah talks about now you have these two different trumas that you were mafresh. One before you discovered that it was vinegar, and one after you discovered that the first one was vinegar, but you weren't sure if the first one counted or not. So harishona inam adamas b'fnei atzma, that vein chayavan alei chomesh v'chein hashnia. Neither portion, neither the first truma nor the second truma, is going to create a sense of dimua, where we said that truma, you need 100 portions to the one portion in order for it to, when it gets betarovis, when it gets mixed in with other things. Bittul only happens if you have 100-to-1 ratio, less than 100-to-1 ratio, the whole thing becomes aser. Neither of these is going to create a sense of dimua, is going to aser the entire thing. Neither of them is going to have that impact of dimua, and the reason is because really the whole din of dimua is only a din drabanan. On a d'oraisa level, truma becomes batal barov, just like anything else becomes batal barov. So we're not going to be machmir on the din drabanan when you have a suffix which one is actually the truma, and also neither one is subject to the din of having to pay an extra chomesh, having to pay an extra 25% if a non kohen eats it. That's normally the halacha. That's because a non-kohen is it only pays the extra chomesh as a knas, and knas is does not apply when it's only a suffix whether you did the avera anyway. L'chora, it should turn out that if he ate both portions, that if a non-kohen ate both portions, that he should have to pay a chomesh of one of them, because then he vatai did the avera. I didn't see anyone who discusses that, but l'chora, that's what should come out, la'halacha. So to quickly review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Vav, we learned that there are different types of olives, and you should only use the higher quality olives for the truma. Also with wine, you should only use the non-mavushal wine for the truma. And we said that how to define what's called the min is based on the dinim of klayim. And we also mentioned that if you're torim in hara ala yafa, that it is going to work unless it's something that's mamish, not edible. And we also had a machlokas tanoim, whether kerbies and regular cucumbers are considered the same min or not. And then in Mishnah Aleph of Paragimel, we learned that if you discover that which you were mafresh as truma had spoiled, so if it spoiled before you were mafresh it, then it's not a valid truma, you got to do it again. And if it spoiled after you were mafresh it, then it is a valid truma, you don't need to do it again. But if you're not sure if it spoiled before or after you were mafresh it, it counts as truma, but you still have to be mafresh again. However, we're more makil in terms of, in both of those trumas that you're mafresh, in terms of the halachos of dimua, as well as the halachos of adding a chomesh. Okay, but tomorrow we will pick up with Parakimul Mishnah base.